part of the mitzvah took place without a bracha. Unless we explained as we did earlier, that somehow whatever is secondary to the achila is subsumed under achila, and therefore it might even be able to relate back to the part which is tougher to the achila, which preceded the bracha. So the bracha is really on the achila, and everything else is considered secondary to it. It's contained somehow in this bracha. Not only Hilchos Brachos Anenin now, but Brachos is a famous Chakira. It's Ikir and Tafel. It's a pshat that the Brachos are the Ikir and the Tafel. Well, it's only the Ikir, the Tafel doesn't even need a Brach. So something similar over here. Brachos on the Ikir and the Achila. And the Tafel doesn't need a Brach. So you can't say that you did the mitzvah without a Brach, which is not the ideal. We'll see soon how far from the ideal it is. Perhaps it's considered automatically included in that Brach. Fine. The Vilna Gaon, that the whole thing is not true. And it refers to the riff in the Rambam. Since we all have the riff in front of us, let's take a look and see what the riff says. It's on page Samach Aleph in the new print. It's Chav Beis Amud Aleph in the old print, the very end of the Masechta. The riff quotes the Gemara, Kipshuto. The riff doesn't make any ands, ifs, or buts. The riff seems to say, whenever a person walks into a sukkah, he makes a bracha. Nichas leishav ba, omer leishav besukkah, vasikna, because shosh and nichas leishav ba, bevorach leishav besukkah. Period. Nothing about eating, nothing. Riff is a purist. I've heard the Rabbi Natan. Preceded the Rabbi Natan. Says the Vilna Gaon, although the Shulchan Aruch says at the end of Siman Tov Resh Lamates, our minhag to follow the Rabbeinu Tam. Not only the Ashkenazim, but even the Sfardim follow the Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, hello. Can we go off this for a minute? Just for a point of pause. Please. You only go here in Siman Tov Resh Lamates, Sivkon Chavtes. He quotes the whole sugya, even though it says, all the time, Ika kevi b'achila, v'kulun tefelin ipoteres. V'das harif v'rambam Ika. Don't assume you know what that means. Doesn't tell what they said. Yeah, it's sort of what they didn't say. If they didn't say this, means that whenever you walk in kipshuta, you make a bracha. That's what the Gaon says. It's an interesting, fascinating thing. I saw quoted again in the Dirsha Mishnah Brura. I'll tell you where to find it. In footnote 51. Here in end of Tamer Tafresh Lamates, Akasha from Shlomo Zalman. Gotta love the Kasha, the Gedoli Torah. Shlomo Zalman is the following Kasha. It says over here, take a look that the Mishnah Brura at the very end of Mem Vav, what does it say? Don't sit in the, it's not right to sit in the sukkah without a bracha. As soon as you walk into the sukkah, take some Chamesh Saminim, have Mat Yosef Mikabetza, and make Leisha Besuk. We already saw this as a big machlokes, where that's true. The Mogad Avraham said it's true. Tanav Chamesh Saminim, and Mat Yosef Mikabetza. We saw that others said, and Mishabur himself said, not so simple. Maybe you have to have much more than that. But okay. Okay. And here is, he's relying on the Mekilim to make a bracha. I guess, but Tziruf, the post can say like the riff from the Rambam. Okay. Then when the regular meal comes, don't make a bracha. I guess he's been sorry of the fact there's going to be a meal later on. Because if it's only you may recall we spoke about that. He makes a reference over here. Back, just keep one hand here. Go back to Siv Beis, Rabosai. What's in Siv Beis? The Machabe says, the Tavshel im kovei alav choshev kevim sarach sukkah. It says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Tezayin, you make a leisha b'sukkah. Okay, leisha b'sukkah. But in Tezvav he said, what did he say? He said that means a lot. Shir choshev. Only the Magen Avraham disagrees. Says Yosef Mikabetza. Okay, so the Achronim say, he said not like the Magen Avraham. Follow Shulchan Aruch. How can he disagree over here? The answer is, here you start off with this amount, which is, you know, significant, and later on you have a whole meal, so it'll go on both. So new to the question, the commentary is less than that amount. If it's relying on the meal later on, it should be enough. It's a tzir fashitas. According to the Magen Avraham, you can make a bracha on this alone. According to those who disagree, well, it's the beginning, at least, of a later meal. So, but tzir fashitas, he says, you make a bracha right away. Footnote 51 says as follows. Only nachal lasses can. If you can't do it, what should you do? Sit in sukkah. Frektim shleim zalman. It comes to a talis. It says over there, the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, you will have it in front of you, because it's the same volume. Tov, Kuf, Pei, Aleph, Sivkot, and Vav. Let's take a look. Let's not forget, Rabbosai, we're approaching Slichus. A little nerve wracking, huh? Slichus. Almost Rosh Hashanah. Tov, Kuf, Pei, Aleph, Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot, and Vav. What does it say? This is, we know we say slichus. Not going to go into the whole discussion. Shliach tziva mesate metalis afshu kodem arayom. Like for example, Motzei Shabbos, we have slichus after chatzos, which is the middle of the night. Avol oz eino mevarech olav afshu beged hamiyuchad liyom. Kevin shalom shabbat laila. It's a machlokas, right? The Rosh and the Rambam. Black and simen yud ches. Svekta taz. Why get involved in a suffix? How came? Well, ye tell us talish shalo, or talish shalko, shagank shalo, al yikak talish shalchavero, the bezel chan pot the mitzitzis, if you haven't, should note the right recover, lo the knosim. It's not yours. The Rabbosai, you have two choices over here. One choice is to do a suffix mitzvah without a bracha. The other choice is to avoid the mitzvah completely. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you know what you should do? Avoid the mitzvah completely. Whereas here, it's not that way. Here, if you have no choice, better to do the mitzvah without a bracha than to stay outside of the sukkah. That's the kasha of Shlomo Zalman. Tremendous kasha. Tiritz. Should be sukkah mekayim b'chol rega mitzvah v'ados. V'lochein ein lahafsid es ha-mitzvah. Rak machmas she'en ha-yochol avarech olem. So there, the holding is a suffix. Better not to weigh your own talis. That's answer number one. Answer number two, that if it tzitzis, you're afraid, you'll keep wearing it after it gets light without a bracha, which is not right. Now, they're not discussing, well, you know, we equipped midnight mass, you know, they have here in yeshiva. They have every night Slichas at 1 o'clock in the morning. No one thinks you can keep your talis on until dawn. You're going to sleep. But traditionally, they didn't do that. They got up for slichas early in the morning, 4 in the morning, when we guys are all sleeping, right? And then you go right from slichas to chakras, and the day gets light, and you won't take a sleep off. That's what we're afraid about. That's the second shot here in the Dirish. Interesting. I don't know. I don't know. You would think that the talis is a little bit difficult. Why give up the whole mitzvah if the worst case scenario is a mitzvah without a bracha? Brachas are not makif, so there's a mitzvah anyway. True, you mevatel a bracha which you're supposed to do, but you have no choice. It's a suffering. That's what it says. Now, one could say that perhaps, despite the Vilna Gaon, Klal Yisrael accepted upon itself keep the minhag of Rabbeinu Tam, b'toras vaday. I told you a very strange expression. Take a look at Sif Ches one more time. The Mechaber says, "Nogu she'ein mevorchen al sukkah ele v'shas achila." Here's the Rama, "V'hochi nog." What kind of business is that? It's redundant. So maybe he means b'toras vada. Maybe. Not sure, but it's a speculation. Maybe that's what he means. Maybe. Let's take a look over here for a moment. Shulchan writes like this. Rabbeinu Tam, okay. Ulai zel kavana shabeinu ramah b'mashakosav v'achinog. What does that mean? We already had it. You don't make a brach. Kolomar, afilu b'sukas chaveiro. Banachtu tovsin b'ikra mitzvah. Hi achila. Then mevorachin ela al ikra ha-mitzvah. Not the pshat that if you ate in that particular sukkah, then you don't have to make a bracha on anything else. If you didn't eat any of that sukkah, still no bracha. That's the two versions of Rabbeinu Tam, as we saw. That was another reason why the Hachinog is added according to Rosh Hashulchan. We have a different suggestion. Maybe it means with Torah's Vada. Fine. So it says if you walk out, you have to make a new bracha. Take a look here in the Mishnah Berurah, please. Mishnah Berurah says, find it 1 second. Sharat Tzion, Sivkotin, Sadi Aleph. We saw this a little bit yesterday. What does it say? Yes. Okay. If you didn't leave, you don't make a new leishah b'sukkah, even a second meal. That's the machlokes. We saw that yesterday. All right, that's the sharat tzion peivav. It's a machlokes. The levush neshalah say no. The taz and the bach say yes. Most poskim say no. Okay, no. That's in sifkotin peivav and sharat tzion. Shavkotin Sadi Aleph, excuse me, Sadi Aleph in Sharat Tzion. What does it say in the Mishnah Berurah? Let's go one more time. He says, quote the Yesh Omer, if you went out of the Sukkah, even to come back right away, you make a new bracha on the second meal. If you went out just for a second to daven, heaven agrees, you have to make a bracha on the second meal, not for a second, not so sasakov, but for a period of time. The second meal, heaven agrees a new bracha is required, says the Sharat Tzion Tzadi Aleph. But if you go to Shul, that Mincha Ma'ariv, you have to come back right away. The Rambam says, you got to make a new bracha of Leishah B'sukkah. Why? The Shittas that we saw. Simen Ches, Alichas Hefzer. We pass this against him. In Hichas Tzitzis, Yesh Li'ayim. Maybe you shouldn't make a new bracha. Says the Sharat Tzion, if you walk out in the middle of a meal, you come right back. It's a Sharat. It's a new meal. Then, even though it's still a Sharat, a little bit, Halichas not Hefsek, the Tzar, the Taz, Rabbi Yaakov Emden and others, Achil Shnia requires a new bracha. Therefore, you have a Svek Svek to make a bracha, right? Maybe every new meal requires a bracha. If you never left the Sukkah, maybe leaving the Sukkah also requires a new bracha. Middle of a particular meal, right? If halicha is not a hefsek, it's one chila, the base mayor, for the daf and middle of a meal, no bracha. That's psak halacha. Rabbi said, we don't eat big meals one after the other. What are you talking about over here? How much do you eat any one day? Yeah?
But even the context of the article from the prior sieve about your eating or something.
Right.
So you ate and you were and you soak it, now you're going to use friends. So you already had a problem.
Right. So you went to a different place. In any event, this is an important nekud. Let's now discuss a little bit about Yoradu Gesham. So the Gemara of Yoradu Gesham, Rabosai, is now Chav Tes. Take a look. Chav Tes Amud Aleph. We hope it will not be a lawful amaisa. We hope. Tana Rabbanan, Hayod Hocha, the Sukkah of Yod Gshamim. Right? So you're potter. How much Gshamim? Mishet Tisrach HaMikpeh. The Sukkah gets spoiled. Okay. So if it rains so much, the Sukkah gets spoiled, then you're potter. And once you're potter, right? The Yorai, when did the Yorai? Where would they have the Sukkahs in those days? Anyone aware? On the roof. He went downstairs. And Matrichin also allows that Shigma Sudasa. You're allowed to finish eating the meal inside. Okay. Just sleeping, right? And you went downstairs in your bedroom, fell asleep. You have to go back until it gets light. Okay, that's what it says. So the Ritva is something quite remarkable. Quite remarkable. Chav test some of the Ritva. Listen to the words. Umina Shim Lohoya Ochaladain. Virog Shamim Boim Vishamayim Miskadrin Bohim. He smells that the rain is coming and the clouds are thickening. Sha'ochel chutz l'sukkah, and matrichen oso lalos ashima kol sudos. Pilei ploy. Not one drop has fallen yet. Not a drop. Not one drop. He sees it's getting dark. It's going to be some rainstorm coming soon. He's not required to go into the sukkah. Oh, wow. Unbelievable. So writes the ritual. Let's take a look at Iran. Iran is page Lamed Hey and Vav for us. It's Yud Gimel of an alpha, the old print. Venerally, Iran. Dimas Masnisin. Masnisin Ko. Three Masnisins on this page. Masnisin Ko. Venerally, Dimidunaka, Tiagavna, Dapka, Shehiska, Lecho, who the Ain of Mutul of Nos, Elevisha Tisra Abik. He started eating already. Can leave. Pasukas ruined. It's like this, running out so fast, you can kick him. I'm a little hiss, gonna leak on this ball. Kol shem it star, makmas kishomim, potu. What does that mean? What does that mean? He hasn't gone in yet. There's a little bit of red, a drizzle. It wouldn't ruin the soup, potu. Ki heche the shari, mishum baki, mosquitoes, misircha, and smell. I'm on page 11. The price and army the nugget by Ocho Besuda of Yoduk Shaman Liravu Sanakte. The Afa gav the Kvahoya Ocho Vishu the Mitzvah Kavan Shiorad and Matrikanos Alas Koshkain Hisko Lech of Chutz the Sukha Machwasak Shaman Uposku Shane Matrikin Achi Yigmar Sudoso Zehu Daiti Amula Maisa Eni Somech Al Sarasi. Prince starts eating inside and stops raining. That's it. Stop. Now, it's a very important run. It's not too long on itself. That's what he says. I'm sorry. Oh, that's a question. So I saw in the footnote over here, 646, he writes as follows. I in the run, Shekosav, the Koshkenu. I don't understand. The Ran is referring to a case with drizzling. So the rain is coming down. Not enough to spoil the soup. So you don't have to go in. The Ritva is referring to a case. Not one drop of rain fell. How can the footnote put these two together? Two different sheets. One says, if it's drizzling, you don't have to go in. If you were there already, you wouldn't be able to go out until the soup gets ruined. He says, hasn't even started raining yet. So I don't see why he's putting these two necessarily together. Fascinatingly, give a look in the Mishnah Brura. Sivkotan Lamid Gimel. Please turn. Lamid. Because the Shulchan Aruch, Sifhei, Yordu Gshomim, Vezeh Nichas Nesoch HaBayis, Eim Esheim Utul Lefanos, Mishu Yordu Nesoch HaSukkah, Tipos, Shem Yipu Nesoch HaTavshul, Yiposel Lefil HaTavshul Shepul, says the Mishnah Berurah Lamikim, Kol Makom, Einan Yordu Nemokom Shoshiv Shom, where I'm sitting, there's no rain, Tzoruch Lechol Besukkah, Bo Shehe Dainanim Yordu, Olav, Bal Shulchan Aruch, Yavshar, because right now the rain hasn't gotten to his seat. That's what it says. Okay, make a bracha. Wow. On this basis, the Shevet Alevi says perhaps we don't paskin like the Ritva. Say inside. The Mishnebura, watch. What does he say? He's sitting. You make a bracha leshu b'sukkah. Mishnebura says, "Is this not?" What about the bracha? Look at this. What if his has a very thick roof? In a few minutes, it's going to get to his roof too. He says, Yachol gam levarich, him mas b'lechol shir pashal sukkah. Ay, the Ritva, stimas kol haposkim d'loka Ritva. How do you like that? How do you like that? Ay, the Bikur Yaakov said, if part of the sukkah is wet, yours is dry, you can make a bracha. It's a stira to what he quoted the Ritva. Stira Bikur Yaakov. How can you say the Ritva is right? If it gets a lot of cloud cover, that you're putter from sukkah, but he himself says, the same Bikur Yaakov quotes that, my sukkah's dry, I can make a melech in a sukkah, but it's going to get wet soon. Come on, it's not a roof that can't get through at all. He thinks he says something, bro, it's lahako. Fascinating. Fascinating. So I saw the, yes?
I was going to say, they don't necessarily disagree, though. Like, on the one hand, you don't have to go to the sukkah, but if you're there, but if you go inside the building, then you start the food.
To make a bracha, that we try to say not that way.
You said once you're in the sukkah, you have to wait until the pour, until there's enough rain to harsh like shit to try to make it. So maybe you're not hard to go in, but once you're in, then you have a chiv to stay.
Maybe. And then you can make a bracha. Maybe. Says, of course, if this is Karelitz, Lo Namru Divri Aritva. What about sleeping? This says, no one would go to a house where it's going to start leaking in the middle of my sleep. I've always said, who's ever here, ever been woken up by a leak in the middle of his sleep? Not a pretty picture. Not days we're going to do it. But Rabbi Yashim says, you have to. You have to go into the sukkah. Even though right now it's not raining. So wake you up. Too bad. Have a shower on both sides. You rely on the weather forecast to pop you from sukkah. And if accurate weather, everyone on the front, they say, 3 a.m., 100% chance of rain. I'm going to go to sleep until 11 o'clock at night. What do you say? But not always right, right? 100% chance of rain. I think if it's only 4 hours away, I say 100% chance of rain, it's 90-something% it's going to rain. You don't say 100%. I always think it's caught directly off the other side. There's no clouds, nothing. But they predict things 24 hours ahead, nope. I'm going to sleep at 11 o'clock. It's going to be 3 o'clock, it's going to be 20% chance of rain. According to the Ritva, we put them in a sukkah when he has died. Of course, we're not passing the Ritva. That's the second question. Okay. Rabosim, we now turn our attention to a new topic, which is the first night of sukkahs. A lot of been discussing about sukkahs teshu, shivas yom. Let's discuss now, how should we say it? Man ishtana halayla azeh mikol halelos. Use that example for a reason. Chav Zayin Amal Alf Rabosai. Chavim Omrin in the Mishnah, Ein Ladov HaKitva. Eat as much as less as less if you want. Chutz, Hilel Yotam Rishon Shochag Tovat. Why? Teshu Kentaduru. Hilel Rishon. No. Nema Kan Chamisha. Nema Chamisha Sabachagamas. Mala Halon Lala Rishon Chola. Mikan Ve'elech Rishos. Avkan. Lala Rishon Chola. Have a shot. Hosted it all on. I'm a crop. But Erev Tov Umatis. A Kosov Kuvo Chova. This is the famous Gemara. The first night of service is different than any other night. Okay. 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 So it says. So it says. So it says. What are the nights? You boy ochel, you boy lo ochel. You don't have to eat it all. Don't eat it all. Finish. Don't have to. Fractosis, you boy ochel. Hod amina pek so shofet af brachot af antesim et beis. Shabbos yom tovim. Lo sagileid lo ochel. Im toh chozeh leta yalav yomo. Nu. Says toh zachidish noira. Lo mitukma ella beleil yomta verishon shel Pesach uveleil yomta verishon shel Chag. Unbelievable. Can't see you finding a siddur. The siddur will say, oh, it's wrong. I forgot, I'll be over yomta to go back. No. One of the first two nights of Pesach and the first two nights of Sukkot. Okay, I'll be over. Otherwise, you would not have to go back. So, sets up a fetch. Pesach to Sukkah. Chav Zayin. Amud Alf. Chiddush Neira. What do you got from our Gemara? He boy Achil. He boy Lo Achil. What can be more clear than that? You don't have to eat. You don't have to eat on the first night. Chutzar is the first two nights. Amazing. Amazing. So I says this. Who disagrees? Take a look at the Ran. Open to the Ran, please, if you don't mind. Page Lamed Dalet, or you base him at base. Says the run, end of the narrow lines on the right side. Elavadai, Ibor Lawachu Pas, to Mechaibra of Hasamaz and Carmina. And Rosh Chodesh and Chalamayim. Umina, b'Shabbos Yom Tovim lo sagil lo achul pas. So the first Shigemar brachos apentes, you have to have pas on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Docha gulomar chiamina and hosting b'Shabbos Yom Tovim magzirin also haimadavka b'leile Yom Tov arishin shel Pesach v'shel Sukkos k'mo shedoch b'zeh b'toisus. Just thought Tosis. Does Tabakatani the Rantix Tosis text is very a dochak. I think he's right. It's a bit of a dochak. The Fichach, I haven't seen the place. It needs a new paragraph. The Fichach, Niran. The Mashachide Shakos, the Leila Yant of Arishan Shal Pesach, with the cost of Berav Tochlamatis. Hainu. Lechayro b'din matzah ruuya. Dile b'din yomtev yotze b'chol shu pas hafile b'matzah ashira. Don't have reached the shosukas gamin and ami. The mechayav lechol shir shu chayav lechol b'suk. What's that? How much is that? More than a what? To beitza, correct. Dile b'din yomtev sagile lechol kebeitza roi chutzasukka. Perspective of Yantav, you need a kibetza or less. Perspective of Sukkah, you have to eat more than a kibetza. The Garmina mechag amatzis, the mechayim lechol shir, hamechuyev lechol besukkah, how much is that? Yosef mi kibetza. Fichach nir, shuchayim lechol yosef mi kibetza, period. So what did Ran say? The Ran said, the rest of Yom Tov, you don't want to eat anything, you're not required to eat anything. The first night you must eat, how much must you eat? What do you mean how much must you eat? Enough to be mechayev, you'd eat. What's that? To bait more than the kibetza of pas. That's the Ran. With me so far, you have to eat more than the kibetza the first night. Watch. Watch. Wow. Usually I'm a GG. More than a what? Hey, what? No? The bait. First night, a kazayas, you're ready, chayim and sukkah. I forgot the shayim of sakshchak kazayas aroi. For a shor lechol chutz and sukkah. Kilachi balala rishon. Came and shakos and ksvo and chova. Lechol the sukkah. Aso achilas keva. Wow. Amazing din. So that's a second teretz. First teretz was, you have to do more than the kibetz. Second teretz is, enough to eat the kazayas. Vacherim omim. Lechol gamin and lel yantif rishon shalchai michagamassis loma. Shafilu Yahuduk Shamin Chayev Lechel Basuka. I've got the Miftik Bob Shayomi. Whoa! Gotta sit in the rain. First, I gotta sit in the rain the first night. That's what it says. Wow. Three Teirutzim in the Ran. Aside from the Dochak of Tosis. Total of four Teirutzim so far. Four Teirutzim. Okay. The Rosh speaks about it a little bit here, but more Masech the Brachs. You saw the Rosh of Brachs, you look it up? No? Ram Bakomas already out for a long time. Now look it up. We'll see it on the screen. Watch. If you didn't mention Shabbos, what do? Got to batch over again. Fine. Watch. Look what it says. And Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yalav Elv, you don't bench again. Why? Didn't have to wash? Boil the ochel. Can't fast, Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to have, bread. Eat vegetables. You can't fast in Rosh Chodesh. You don't have to eat bread. Fine. Means that implying Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have to have bread. You must have bread. Yom Tov, you have to have bread. When you do the Sukkot Av Chav Zayin, Al Gemara, you saw you don't need bread. You bar ochel, you bar lo ochel. You bar ochel pas klal, because you had to be chayv from the sukkah. What are you going to do with this kasha? The answer is, lo sagi lo ochel, only the first night. Tosis teretz. Come on, man. No. That's like Rosh Chodesh, because only by Yom. Therefore, Rabbeinu Yehuda, again, the same Rabbeinu Yehuda, it's the same review we had yesterday. Same man. The Chayim Adam Lecho Pas B'Yom T'Mishim Simcha Shul Chalkeyu Chatzil Hashem L'Achila L'Iko Kilu Lechem Shver Avot. No. I guess you're Madani Yantif. He says that we have our links. Let's see. Yes. Yes, we have it. Tell him. That's where we get to it. Watch. Ha darmina ein simcha ella bebasa. I'm sachim or the yain. Pash pshat maskana. Yeah. Kolama to bebasa ave simcha. Alvay the pas boy baday. Ikachilu lechem. I am lechem v'sameach. Oh, basa impas pil leploim. Shot in the rush. You have to have bread on yontif. Why? Because of simcha. I simcha is meat. Ah, what's meat without a sandwich? That's meat without a sandwich. Garnished. That's what he said. Achidish nifle v'naira the madaniyah. Okay. Back to the rush. Oh. Back to the beginning. Okay, we are. Look. Watch. Oh. Watch, here we go. Oh, I mean a besukkah. The kan ve'elech rishus, the barachal the barachal hakama. Rishus mishum sukkah. Ul'olam chovi mishum simchas yon. Fektarashi avi iskasha. What are you, a philosopher? Vim toma, habotalia. The kema du ochal tarlechal besukkah. No. Yeshlomar, ashkacha zokagon, shahu mitstar nirishon. Ve'lechayim lechal besukkah. Have a chutz l'suka chayav lechol b'shulchan simchas yontif. Watch this now. V'davka min al rishona ve'elek rishus. Have a blad al rishona cholinin chayav chova. Afilu yardin gshomim chayav lechol kazayis b'suka ki afinim echagamatis. I both say this is the achayim we saw in the run. Got it? In the rain and have a kazayis. In the rain. In the rain. That's what he says. In the rain. Wow. Unbelievable. In the rain. In the rain. Does everyone agree? Not at all. Not at all. Watch this. We'll see the Shulchan Aruch soon. The Mechaba never mentioned a word about this. We'll see. Patience. Be patient. We'll see. What Tosis said. What does Tosis say? Well, what's going on over here? They're only the same person, Rabbeinu Yehuda. But I see how it's quoted differently. It's amazing. You gotta look at the original Rabbeinu Yehuda. We had an Otsu Chachma yesterday. I'm not 2 days together right now, but for tomorrow, we'll see what did he say in Mem Testament Beis Rabbeinu told him in Yehuda. Critical. Who quoted him accurately? Nafkamina, Kivanchi Yorduk Shamin, Alchot Susuka, Tashta, Im the Kvod Yantav Shapir. He's done already. Imishal Suka, on the Frisian, Sarah Lazar Velecho Besuka, when? The Acha Sheyif Sukuk Shamin Tesvav Tesvav. Whoa! The fifth Shita. Not the Yechuv to sit in the rain. The Yechuv to go back into the sukkah after it rains. After it rains. Amazing. Total of 5 sheep. It's Chazer again. Tosov Yeholz. Don't need to pass in Yonif. I get away. You know why? On both sides, who says you have to have pass? The Pashup Shat. Not like the Rush. Where's the source in the Torah, Kedosha, Tanakh, that you have to have a pass on Shabbos? Anyone know? The Karasa, no? Shabbos. Shabbos what? Onek. Is there a mitzvah Onek Yontif? Is there a sefer Onek Yontif? Is there such a mitzvah? Tosfos Adav says, no. There's no mitzvah Onek Yontif that exists. Doesn't exist. believe it. No sefer is a name which is fraudulent. No such mitzvah. I like that. That's our tosis. Das yochid. The Ran says the first night you have to eat more than kabeis, or you have to eat kazayis. Three. The Rosh says you have to eat in the rain. Tos Mem Tes says you have to go into sukkah after the rain. And when the Ran quoted Acherim, Rabbi Osai, he didn't say, it's right open in front of me, he didn't say, Rabbi Osai, what? Kazayis. No? Sounds like he's saying more than Kabetza. Will be a sixth shita. A sixth shita. You have to have more than Kabetza to soak in the rain. Okay, six shitas, Rabbi Osai. Six shitas. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Tell me, had to sleep in the soak in the rain? What's say about that? First night. Crazy, no? Yeah, Achila, crazy. Great, it's ridiculous. How can it possibly be? Slowly. Is it rich for? Shamati b'shem gadol migdoli ador shebetzarfas. It's kalim reish mem ches in our ritvas. She mechayev lishen v'sukkah b'layel erishon ashel sukkas. Afil yaduk shem shenas araymias. Do you believe it? Oh, that's a clown. Ridiculous. Ain chiyav la'arishin ele b'achila like matzah. Chiyav shena lo'asi mihasam lo'machai b'shena to sleep on Pesach. Wow. Beyond that, Tana says yor duk shavim, you can leave the sukkah. Should have said the first night is different. Oh, that's a clown. Oh, that's a clown. Who speaks a strident language? Anyone who listens to the truth will agree to me. Not the ritual. It's Rebbe. Who's the Rebbe? Both sides. The Ra'ah. The Ra'ah is very strongly worded statements. The P. Moria Neru. Okay. Many things that you disagree, you're totally wrong. Unbelievable. That's what he says. So footnote 519, he quotes a Chakira from a Berg Ber, Walter Bircha Shmuel, Reb Chaim's Talmud. Lakha. What's Pshat Yafusa of Mechagamatzis? Is the Pshat, the first at a Sukkot, the Achila itself is a Cheft of the Mitzvah like Matzah? Mer, it's a complete comparison. But no, Sukkot's Cheft of the Mitzvah. Derive from Tesvav, Chiv, Bekim, Amitzah, B'Shivas, Sukkah, B'Lo, Rishon, Hoide Achila, B'Sukkah, Abel Eino Achila, Atzma, Chetza, the Mitzvah, like the Sukkah, though. Not Kamina, you ate stolen bread. And both say stolen matzah is no good. Mitzvah of Avera, and over here, suggestion of Berg on to one side. Not that the when you're eating is a mitzvah, the sukkah is a mitzvah. Mitzvah yeshiva mitzvah. So you can be yotzu with a stolen bread. Amazing. Amazing. Maybe only lechem. Not for now. Anyway, so the Ritva was on to this himself. Pasha the Tzveik Shlagon Rabbah Dov, Rabbah Ber. Why? What did he say? The chil v'achila b'sukkah who midin sukkah. That's why first he said I have a kabeza, changed his mind to a kazayas. We did sukkah. How do you say? I forgot the b'shach ha'kazayas. Let's take care of it. Yeah, here's different. If it's a different achila, not sukkah, what's the difference? Keva, no keva, like matzah. So suggests here. The footnote 519 on the Ritva. Let's take a look, as a matter of fact, by other possible nafkaminas from this chakir. Let's first take a look at the Rosh. The Rosh is in Simon Tesvav. Rosh Simon Tes Vav. Yerushalmi. 8 lines in. My print is the last line, column 1 on page Yutes. Chevraya bo. Yimala halon she ikonis the mitzvah kshutai. Avsukake. You know what I'm talking about? Who is Arab Sukh? Who ever done Arab Sukh? Never done Arab Sukh? What does it say Arab Sukh? First Mishnah, what does it say? Can't eat when? Arab Sukh? Can't eat Pesach. Why? She has appetite for the matzah. What about if it's Erev Sukkos? You have Sukkos? Yerushalmi? No. Then you have to cut the mitzvah with your toy when you're hungry. Av Sukkah came. Okay. Then Yerushalmi goes further and requires a Kazayin's passing as a Hakira. Yotzeh mina tagima. This is the Yerushalmi. Lichora, Rabosai, it all depends on our favorite chakira. Best chakira called. What's pshat in Tesvav, Tesvav? Is it a mitzvah of achila or a mitzvah of yeshiva? Which one is it? Is it achila per se, as such? Like matzah mamish? Oh, come on, it's not matzah. You don't think matzah, you're like chala. No one denies that. Must be, it's a mitzvah of yeshiva besukkah. It's mandatory eating on the first night. That's the Chakira. I'll tell you a Chiddush, a whopper Chiddush. I put on the Marmot Kompas, and if you saw it, it's unbelievable.
It's another logical extreme. Should you sleep in your house that night? The night before, so that you should enjoy sleeping in the sun.
I'll show you something like that. You'll be chavit to an Onam Gadol. We'll see you soon. Wow. That's amazing what you said. We'll see soon. So this question, Rabbi Osai, is a serious question. Yeah. Serious question. I want to show the Prima Garden. That Piskei Tshuva is here? Oh my goodness, it's good to know. Wow. Look at that. Pelevic. Watch this. V'yeroe lechem anilosh b'mei peres v'chadome ein yotze yedei chuma b'alav v'beis v'demats water chal. The Bible says, who eats water chal on the first night, 2 nights of Sukkos? Kadafka, water chal. It's not heard of. So if you're going to require matzah already. Ad kedai kach, the comparison tesvav in the mind of the Prima God. Pilei ploim. That's what he says. Wild. Other posts disagree. Okay. Halacha lemaisa v'shuvah. You open up your Mishnah Berurah Tarlat Siv Gimel. See what it says. We'll be pasken. Tarlat Gimel. Achila v'sukah b'leyot derishit chol. Afilu achol kazayis pas. Yotze Ramasim. That's a Chiddush Neira. He passed this way. We saw someone require a Kabeitza. Gitter Azog. Kazayas. Wow. Mishnah Berurah Chof. Came with the Gamina Mikhaga Matzis. The Gami Gamina Mine. Bahosim Bekazayas Dagon. Avhocha Bekazayas Dagon. The Rishali wasn't even 100% sure, apparently. But he passes the Alokha Lemaisa. So it says. So in the Ran. One day in the rap. He decided to pass like that there. Rabbi Yosef Kara. Just like that. Unbelievable. Comes the Rambo with some other pace of Dikadinim. The Yochab Alali Rishona Ad Shei Vare Laila. Normally, Shabbos, who here makes early Shabbos in the summer? Why not? Can you make early Sukkos? No. Why not? Can you make early Pesach? No, why not? Vachlus HaBosar Balaylo hazeh. Dafka at night. Solstice is compared. Right. Where does come from? Who knows where it comes from? Afikon. Sukkot. Pesach, rather. Machlokas Rabbi Kiva and who? Lozar and Azariah. You have to have the Chatzos of the Eloi. Or Alos of Shachar. We're Machmir. Two Chumas. The third one. Lo Yochel Bayom Rechatzos Ve'elech Teshiyochel Besukkot Teyom. Do me the Chilas Matz. Chatzos? What are you kidding? Chatzos? Noon? How can that be? How can that be? No passing away. Take a look. Chav Zay Mishnah Berurah. Chav Achronim. Eskimu Ladina.
He's talking about
Eden Aroy? No.
Don't eat it all.
No. Kevin. The Eino Osur Kim Mitchilas Shor Revius Acha Chatzos Ayom. Samach Lemincha. As a Mechava Paskin, it was Pesach. Pilei Ployim. He's more Machmer Sukkos than a Pesach, the Mechava.
We do it every Arab Shabbos, though, same
Mensah. Well, Machmer, that's a different story. Should we pass with Shabbos to Mutter? Arab Pesach, we Sabbath the Mincha Ketana. Not Sabbath the Gedola. So Pilei Ployim, the Mechava, the Mephoshim point out, where does Rabbah come from? What's the source? Tells you. The Maril, yeah. The Maril held in Pesach also. He passed in Mincha Gedola, but the Shulchan passed it against him. Mincha Ketana. So why is he suddenly over here saying Chatzos? He himself didn't accept the Nechutz. It's more Machmer Sukkos than a Pesach. That's a very good kasha. There are some answers, but not for this moment. Not so. Okay. Comes the Magen Avraham. As follows. Watch. Ah, how God the Messiah of Shira Chilichus of Sukkah Kabeta. I will hook up, feel the boy, the Mechel Kazayas, also the Mechel Kusla Sukkah, Bim Kay, Yod Say Nam Kosso, watch this, Bitsorek Lavorech. Ruch. What? So I'm a chlek is about this question. We saw it ourselves in the Rad. Everyone agrees it's enough to have a Kazayas. It still says you make a Bruch. It's a little bit unusual. It's a chlek is. So I'm a Bruch on Sahako. That's what I would say. Let's see what the other people say. This is a Taz. Taz, you know, often argues with the. Okay. With the Magen Avraham. Taz. He talks about it also. Watch this. I'm on the chumra to kazayis chayev besuka. He said, "Yolif Rabbeinu, the chayev besuka, the kazayis b'leil aleph, and for the yodik shavim, hayu the saga live kazayis." But it's only the chumra. The chumra, Rabbosai. We saw the rush of the sabri and Rishami, etc. The chumra, not the kula. I wouldn't make a bracha. I wouldn't make a bracha on a kazayis. No. No. So I saw Rabosai. I don't think I can show you over here. I don't think they have it. Let's see in a minute, yes or no. Maybe they do have it. Hold on, please. Yes, they have it. Wow. The Bushe Srod. It's a great parish. See what he says? Look at the Bushe Srod. I'm showing on the screen. If you have your picture, look on the side. It's the Bushe Srod explaining these in young. Watch. Oh. Watch this. This is the one. The Kaim Lachumah, we just saw in the Taz. Lo misfeka machmarina. That's what the word does. How do you want to say the words? Is it misfeka? Nope. doesn't mean what it usually means. Doesn't mean that. Ela mistabra de engzera shavu lechatzor. We compare it to Pesach for all matters. When we say yolif atur, the chayev bekazayis besukah. When we shim hachi, die bekazayis. Kaposai, so you can be yotzei in the midst of the raisa on the first side with a kazayis, because you must eat a kazayis in the sukkah. Vegab yolif minei, tafilu yardu kshamim. Oh, the same thing. From the Alfinon Mimatzah. I told you, it's all going together. So the Vushet Shrod's first terence is we paskin absolutely, not questionably, absolutely, that we compare it all the way to Mrs. Achila, to Naftab Kazayas, he didn't narrate. She read the Nakaminas as well. For sure.
That's a flawed reason, though. That's a reason not that we say they're not exactly alike.
We say that they are alike.
I say it, but. The reasoning saying in their Shabbat Chatzayim is if they're otherwise perfectly aligned. But it would appear they're not perfectly aligned, so you can't make the same Shabbat in the first place.
Well, look, Chazat, the show is a Kabbalah Nisina, you know?
Right.
It's logic. They have a Tetzvah, Tetzvah. Question, how far does that go? Watch this, there's another Terence. Watch, look. Odem Shalom. The Bible Messiah, Bataz. Only reason to say a chayv in the rain because you die from matzah. It came vade die bekazayis v'yesh kshamim. Only time it's enough to have a kazayis when it's raining. Mamanushach. If you go all the way with the afusa, so you chayv in the rain enough kazayis. If you don't go all the way, you put in the rain completely. And then he says, well, Mushim Hachi, Afeng Shamim, Dai Bekazayis. What? Lo Mistaba Shechiluk Bezen. What's he talking about? Based on the Mamanashach, when it's raining, Kazayis must be enough. Either you put the Gamri or enough Kazayis. It's not raining, Shefta more. I don't understand what this Moshe Yisrael is driving at. The baby Kiddush when he sang in the second shot. Maybe.
The last part makes sense though. It's Zeru Shabba, then it's Kazayis. And so he's saying it is Dai. I mean, that makes logical sense.
Okay. Now, what happens as follows? Listen carefully. I'm sure they have this, you know, links. Watch this one. Yes. Eishel Avraham Buchach. Galicia. Buchach, as it was. Watch. Happens, I'm not finding it now. The eating in the rain. Where is it? So we're in here. I saw it in print. I'm not seeing it here right now.
You can search for words inside.
Yeah. Let me just look at my own volume. Give me a second. Tough for Islam test. person ate in the sukkah in the rain, which the Ramah says to do. And then, after his first kazayis, kibetza, max, he wants to leave. Is he allowed to leave? She says, yes. Had a kazayis already. Should be enough. Kibetza, maxim. Read you from here. You have my Shulchan Aruch from the bottom. L'mad the boy Kazayis, watch this. L'chol asuda vadai the boy namisuka. The whole meal. The side has a different girsa. Avad mishabo lechol Kazayis, tzorach shiocha kol suda asuda misuka. Shavichi vatsal machilas. Pilei ployim. How can that be? The whole meal? Why should Kazayis be enough? That's what he says. Why shouldn't Kazayis be enough? I'll give you the answer in the Kitzur. The Rambam writes in the Pesach, Misha Ochel Kazayis Yotzo. So my Rebbe said, Pshat is that Kazayis is the minimum. But the more you eat of matzah, Shmur matzah, say in the night, the more mitzvahs you get. But the Sivs is something very similar. Kazayis is the minimum. Going to extend it now. Mitzvah points. Apparently, the he says over here, Eshel Avram. So you have Tetzvav. So by Sukkos, the same thing is true. Of course, you have a Kazayis or a Kibetza. You fulfill the minimum requirement. That's true for sure. But why stop there? Every bite. I keep that when I grew up. Every bite is a mitzvah. Every bite of the first night sukkah is the sukkah is a mitzvah. So it's raining, so what? According to the opinion that you fulfill the mitzvah in the rain, stay in and fulfill the mitzvah longer. I don't know how else you can explain this, Eshel Avram. That's quoted in the Olsen Mefarshim right here, on page Reish Chof Aleph in this print of the fancy Shulchan Aruch. Yes, sir.
Once one fulfills the minimum requirement on the first night, if it's raining, would staying in there for more mitzvah points be Nigrahedyot?
If you consider Nigrahedyot any other night but the first, because then you're accomplishing nothing, no toelis. But the first night, according to this opinion, that there's a chiyuv to eat the sukkah for one kazayis or kabeitza, is mechash erev shel Avram, finish the meal, get more mitzvah points. It's absolutely mandatory, but you should try to do it. That's how I'll take a Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Yutes, please you. Siman Tarlat. Sivkot and Yutes. Very beginning of Sivkim. What's the lama? Three together, please. The Belayant of Rishon, Chlachuyu, Lechel Basuka, Afilu, Emeina, Ochel, El Kazayis. You have to eat in the Sukkah. What does the Shara Tzim Amalav say? Lo Hetak, Dipo, Mashakosa, Vataz, to possess Shukhova, Afilu, Yordu, Gshom, Em Chayev. No! I think he's right. The Mechaber never heard of this. Never passed like this way. Eating the sukkah. Never said it. He took a stand. Not saying such an important thing, he's taking a stand. Back to Mr. Brewer, you tell us. I feel it, I don't know, because I shank and me leel zev olach. Not only more than the kibetza. Tesvav. So what do you see? The mechaber broke the coupling that we had. He said, all one in Chakira, all the Nafkaminas. The Mechaber says, you eat a Kazayis. You must eat Kazayis, you go to Kazayis, even though he rejected everything else. he would never mention, thereby implicitly rejecting sitting in the rain and teyavam and before chatzos and after dark. He implicitly rejected all those things. He only accepted one thing, because we thought it's all Habu Atalia. Very nice, we thought. Rabbeinu Yosef Karo was against us. He split. That's what he's saying over here in the Mishnah Berurah. In the Shaar HaTzion. Okay. Okay.
So
fine.
The Mechaber thinks that you should be making the mitzvah of eating a kezias inside on the first night of Sukkot?
No, it's not a mitzvah of Sukkot. If it rains, you're potter. Rains, you're potter. Potter for rains. So, right, that's the Shittas of Mechaber.
Should we make a
Mechaber? I'm sorry? Mechaber? No way. Mechaber
for you. No, because
we are Ashkenazim. We go into the Sukkot in the rain. But we'll see in a minute. We don't make a bracha. We'll see you soon. Yeah.
Are there any days who say that the sukkah ceases to exist when it's raining?
Ah, you jumped ahead of me. How do you know? Patience. Patience. Very, very, very good. Very, very good. We'll see soon. We'll see soon. We'll see soon. Okay. So it makes a split. Makes a split. So why is there a split? Why is it in the rain? So here's what you just said is the Vilna Gaon. Watch what the Gaon says. Please take a look at the Gaon. Biragra. You don't have a Biragra? Alright, I'll show it to you. You're supposed to have this. Nice. Establish a big Shulchan Aruch. Biragra. Hey, sorry. Stop too soon. Watch. Look what he says. The Ramah Kamas got to sit the first night in the rain. Bears rise. But Tosa says, watch. Kigon im yorduk shamim v'achachos asukil pasuk shamim shechayev. Not in the rain. The Tosa brachas. After the rain stops. The Rashmas at the way. Diksha Yodam Shah, what'd you say, Lashon? Ein Shem Sukkah Olav. P.S. The Rashba never said it. The Vilna Gaon said it. Rashba never said it. He didn't say it. You don't believe me. You can find it. He tells you what the Rashba is. Watch. Go slowly. What's the Rashba? Shut. Chelik Dalid Simen Ayin Ches. If you can find it, maybe I missed it. Shut the Rashba. Watch this. First night Sukkot, it rains. It's star. You have to eat a kezias of beitza. Not so much sour, it's a small beitza. He's like this. You're not chayef. Teshuvah Teduru. Aye, tesvav. No. Not everything. Even sour. Mitzar is potter. What does it mean? Well, you're not mitzar. You have to eat a kezias. You have to eat a kezias of mesula v'chayef. Ketzer belozer. Rabbi Eliezer. Yeah. V'lo shamanu shechilku ben la'alarishin l'shayim ayayim ha'alelus. Should have said it somewhere in Shas. Not true. Potter. Huh? Do you see anywhere in the Rashba that what they quote, what the Gevulna Gaon said? The sukkah's no sukkah. Forget. It's a regular garden variety p'tur mitzvah. Not the sukkah's no sukkah. That's the Vilna Gaon's formulation. It's an original formulation, but it sounds like it's taken from the Rashba. The Rashba never said it. So If that's the case, that we follow the sheet of the Vilna Gaon here in Sivkot Nechav Beis, yeah, if that's the case, we can say like this. Really, it's a different kind of mitzvah, as you said, but there's no sukkah. There is no sukkah. When it rains, there's no sukkah. In the rain, it's not called a sukkah. Chiddush Gadol, but the Vilna Gaon said it. That would resolve the stira a little bit. A little bit. A little bit. Now, the Yerushalmi, let's go back to the Rosh one more time. My Rosh is still open over here. Siman Tes Vav. What did Yerushalmi say?
He has a little implication that the rain is hard enough that it's
disrupted. No sukkah. Ice sukkah.
So then it physically it's not sukkah because it's not, you can't be tugged in it.
Good.
Because you've lost the protection.
Correct. Lost the status of a sukkah. Mm-hmm. That's the Vilna Gaon's formulation. It's very radical.
But the Rashba has some language.
I didn't see that.
It says,
so, as we know.
What is this Tisra? It's basically...
That's the Gemara.
Okay.
I don't see... He compares it to Star, no? He puts the same breath as Star. Kunt got a brand new din. Stam and Star might be chayiv. Rains? No, it's the Rashba's against. So I don't see how this is in the Rashba. Any event, Rabbosai. What did Rishami say again? Toiv, no toiv. Kazai is dog and matzah. Here too, Kazai is dog and besukkah. And there's a question about what we call Mine Targima. Okay. Saw Shaila about Toiv. We thought Mitzvah all goes together. If it's a Mitzvah Achila, let's count the Panav Kaminis. Kazayis, only pass, Nitayoma. What else? After dark, before Chatzos. All derived from where? From Matzah. The other end, it's not a Mitzvah Achila, it's a Yeshiva. Then we can argue the opposite of everything. What's that? Mina Tagima could work. You need a kibetza, not in the rain. You don't have to worry about chatzos or before dark. If this is a legitimate chakira, one could argue that all these nafkaminas, yeah, should go together. Yeah. The Ramah holds achila. But a Ramah says, Chazal, Ramah, three nafkaminas in a row. Chazal nafkaminas. Come on. In Sif Gimel, Ramah said what? Vale Laila, Kona Chatzos, and Toyev. It's Mitzachil. In Sif Hey, what does he say? Go and sit in the rain. Ramah is consistent. The Mechaber rejects all of it. Only one problem. Why did he say Kazai is? Why did he say Kazayas? I don't know. If you have a pshat, you'll let me know. Oh. Take a look. I have a chidush nifla here. B'alacha Siv Gimel. Look at this wapa chidush. Look, everybody together meet B'leil. Yeah, almost done. Look. B'leil yant the region chova. I am Mr. Brewer. Iran. Eliyashin. We had five answers to this. Maybe six. That was the whole discussion. It's his own answer. I had a suggestion. Shabbos. Kavos la Shabbos onen. Yom Tov, what did we see in the Russian brachas? Why was that? Me did what? Yeah. Simcha. We had a kasha one itself, but as the Rosh said, could be within simcha, then even in a situation in which you'd rather fast, it doesn't matter. Mitzvah simcha is an objective criterion. You have to do it. Don't answer this kasha. Don't answer this kasha. Okay. Yeah.
Why is nobody makbid on this for the second day?
Ooh, we didn't say it. We didn't get to the second day yet. Rabbi said tomorrow is the second day of this shiur. Huh? We'll start the second day tomorrow. Yeah. Yolanda says the whole Velt of Rishonim is tumbling, right? There's the kasha, we saw beferish. What are you saying? The first night of Sukkah, you gotta eat. What do you mean? What do you mean? Every Shabbos, you have to eat bread. It happens to be Sukkah, so you have to eat the Sukkah. What's new over here? This Tetzvah, this one. Yeah, you have no choice to eat. So you have to eat the Sukkah. What answer do we give? If it's raining, right? If you have to stop, go to stop raining. And Kazayas versus Kibetza. Many different answers we'll give it to this question. So I don't say the question to begin with. If you didn't feel well, you'd rather not eat your potter every Shabbos and Yom Tov. You only chayev leil sukkos. So I want to suggest, no, maybe you chayev every Yom Tov. Shabbos your potter. Lo tzar. Onik. Chos Shabbos onik. Yom Tov Rishim Simcha. The Rosh says on the fair. We didn't understand the Rosh, but the Rosh said it. Yeah.
It is analysis, the Rosh. Talking about how the way you eat the sukkah has to be the way you eat in the house.
Correct.
When we eat in the house, we take the zayis and run. We convey a sukkah.
Correct.
But so you can't
the whole part of the mitzvah of tetzvah being mitzvah achila, it's not kang to do. It's not kang to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mitzvah achila as such. Not kang to do. No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. What do we say about Shina?
Night, we saw the Ritva said it. Some people think it's crazy because it was Marashah. If it's based on Teshu, your pot, based on Tetzvav, Tetzvav, you only have to have a Kazayis or Kabeza. Tetzvav, I sleep. Up to see.
No, nobody applies it to Mitzvah Sotah?
Sotah, the Ritva. I said that some say it, they think it's ridiculous. Ritva is cheap. Rabosai, you now come to the big, big, big issue over here. Take a look at Velo, Berlochen. Hine Kiddush, Vayayocho, Lasis, Vodyom, Tzas. Aleyayim. Aleyayim. Vamotzi, Birchus, Leisha, Besukkah. Mabalayla. But it's late, it's late. What do you do? Make Kiddush before it gets dark. As soon as it gets dark, boom, you make up most of the Chavar, Leisha, Besukkah, and you're home free. Okay. Came and done a sukkah, b'chakach zman, b'meila tzorich lasos kam kiddush ba'layla. What's that all about? What's this kiddush b'chakach zman? What's that all about? Rabosai, you know what it means? Even if you'll tell me, Rabosai, listen carefully. And you can fulfill the mitzvah in Bod Yom. It's like a mitzvah of Shimas Yamin. It's a chiyuvis. But the mitzvah chiyuvis, according to this opinion, is only after it gets dark. So, I made kiddush and made leishim besukkah, early sukkahs. Not early Shabbos, early sukkahs. So I make Kiddush and I make Leishim B'Sukkah. Wouldn't be a bracha l'batala because Tosef is Yom Tov. It's no worse than the Chol HaMoed. But for the Chiyuv, Tetzvav, Tetzvav, I didn't have it. And it's going to come out. I made the bracha on the secondary aspect of the mitzvah. It's not obligatory as such to eat. And I will not be able to make a bracha on the primary, which comes... only after it gets dark. That's why you can't make Kiddush early, because you have to make say Birkat Leisha B'Sukkah before Shachianu. It's more than involved. We'll get to later on, and it's not as Manachiv. But the second night, how we pass the second night? Anyone know? I'll give you a time for tomorrow. On the Marma comes. Look in Perek Dalet. Let's end with this. The Rosh Perek Dalet, Simon Dalet. Last thing for today. Very beginning. Close one after the Rav. Hilchosa. Yesh min hagdolim, right away, with a small tzaddik of the carbon itself. Yesh min hagdolim, omer, de belel sheni omer zman tchila. Ooh, stop right here. So for belel sheni zman tchila, you can make kiddush early. That's what comes out. You can make kiddush early. Yeah. Really? Don't we have Eshel Avraham here? Watch. You have to end right quickly. In 1 minute to end. Well, not that one. Watch this. Leil Beis, we paskin. Smach Haksuka, for Yosemi Esmo, yeah. Yochel Lekashi Vod Yom. And say, Zman and Sukkah, Achille Balayla. Till they deploy him. Rav Osa, you ever have somebody who makes Kiddush early on the second day Yontif? Unheard of. I wouldn't allow it. Marshall. You don't do that.
Hold on, Shabbos, you say, what difference does it make where the sun is? I love it when you make it Shabbos.
Yeah, we don't.
So then we say Kiddush.
We have 2 days of Yontif. The first is the Rice, the second is the Rabbanon. We're not going to chisel away at the Rice to make a Yontif Shani the Rabbanon. The Chiddush Nifla V'Nayra. I've both said we have to stop, we're out of time. Just making a comment on this Prima God. Tomorrow we'll try to finish by Yantam Shane.